5:20, and this is the KDLL Evening News for Tuesday, November 18th on 91.9 FM, Kenai Soldotna listener-supported public radio for the Central Kenai Peninsula. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up, the state of Alaska considers creating an agriculture cooperative for farmers and ranchers in the state. But first, Alaska state troopers are seeking more information about a multi-vehicle car crash that sent one person to the hospital Monday afternoon. The agency says a silver Subaru Forester pulled onto the Kenai Spur Highway near Salamatoff, causing a southbound vehicle to swerve into oncoming traffic and hit a car traveling north. The driver of the northbound car was taken to the hospital. Troopers say the silver Subaru Forester that pulled onto the highway initially stopped after the collision, but fled the scene. The agency asks anyone who witnessed the crash and may be able to identify the silver Subaru or its driver to contact troopers at 907-262-4453. University of Alaska President Pat Pitney will retire this spring. Following an Olympic career, Pitney began working for the university in 1991 and served in several positions between the system office and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She was also the director of the State Office of Budget and Management from 2014 to 2018. Pitney worked as the state legislative finance director before being appointed as the interim president at UA in 2020. Pitney permanently took on the role in 2022, becoming the university's first permanent female president. Pitney says she took on the role during a difficult period thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic and declining state funding.
There was a lot of uncertainty and a lot of unrest at the university, and just navigating through that to bringing the institution back around to enrollment growth and, you know, positive reputation.
During her time as president, the university increased its enrollment and expanded the UA Scholars Program and Alaska Performance Scholarship. Pitney says federal uncertainty remains a challenge. According to an update at the UA Board of Regents meeting last week, the federal government has frozen, delayed, and terminated close to $25 million in federal grants. That leaves about 95% of the university's research portfolio intact.
We're positioned well and doing well in this environment, and so for the most part, just keeping people focused on what it is that we can do.
University of Alaska Southeast Chancellor Aparna Palmer was hired during Pitney's tenure. Palmer says she appreciates Pitney recognizing the importance of all campuses in the university.
When it comes to UAS, she has been really supportive of our success as an institution, and also really supportive of innovative ideas.
She says those included UAS's decision to offer in-state tuition to all undergraduate students starting next year. The university is contracting with an executive search firm to help with finding a new president. Pitney plans to retire after the May Board of Regents meeting. And finally, the state of Alaska is exploring the idea of creating a new agriculture cooperative owned by farmers and ranchers around the state. As KMXT's Davis Hovey reports, some in Kodiak question if a cooperative could address the underlying challenges for farming and ranching in Alaska.
Through an online survey targeting food producers, the governor's office and the State Division of Agriculture is exploring if a farmer and rancher-owned cooperative could help strengthen Alaska's agriculture industry. On top of the survey page, the state asks, should Alaska expand cooperative opportunities for agriculture?
Absolutely. I think cooperatives are fundamentally, they're more democratic.
Ian Zacher, along with his wife and two young sons, run a farm on Kodiak Island called Ferma Bear Dawn.
You elect your boards, you elect your members. People have more say in what is being produced, right?
Zacher supports the co-op concept, but he's skeptical that it could address the underlying issues that plague Alaska's agricultural industry, such as a lack of infrastructure and high shipping costs.
There's many different forms of cooperatives, and they all have their pros and cons. But it's not going to change the fact that it costs about 40 to 50% more, in some cases up to 100% more to get things up here.
The intro text to the state survey suggests that a co-op could help producers cut costs through bulk purchasing, shared marketing, and transportation. It also says that if enough farmers and ranchers fill it out, then the governor's office will support a feasibility study to explore next steps with up to $50,000. Governor Mike Dunleavy's office did not make anyone available for an interview because of scheduling conflicts with the Alaska Agriculture Conference and Grazing Land Symposium in Anchorage, but a spokesperson did answer questions via email, though not a question about what enough interest means. The spokesperson said the state's involvement is only in facilitating the scoping of the co-op and that improving food security continues to be one of the governor's top priorities. Michelle Pages, the president of the Kodiak chapter of the Alaska Farm Bureau, says cattle ranchers and vegetable farmers alike face exorbitant shipping costs.
Shipping in all the seeds, the soil, the hoop houses. I've been wanting a hoop house on my farm, and it's been a challenge just to figure out how to ship it here. We got one quote that was like $4,500 from Kenai.
That's $4,500 just to cover shipping. Pages is also a Kodiak farmer with dozens of chickens, but like many on the island, it's not her full-time job.
I believe there needs to be more farmers so that we don't put so much stress on a couple of farms. And with more farmers, there's more food security in that we're building a stronger base.
There are roughly 1,200 farms in Alaska, according to the latest federal census of agriculture, and their needs are varied. About 500 operate on 9 acres or less. The Kodiak Island Archipelago alone has small-scale family vegetable farms, cattle ranches, a goat dairy, hydroponic operations, and kelp farms. Zacher, the vegetable farmer, says he's concerned that a co-op will not be able to meet those unique needs.
You know, one of those concerns is, like, how are these cooperatives going to be run and, like, how are they going to be assembled?
The governor's spokesperson says that would all be up to the co-op members, and the agricultural cooperative would not be a subdivision of the government. The 12-question survey was developed by the governor's Office of Food Security, the Division of Agriculture, and the Alaska Cooperative Development Center at the University of Alaska Anchorage. It's open through the end of the month. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Davis Hovey.
And that'll be all for tonight's KDLL Evening News. We had help from Davis Hovey in Kodiak and from Jamie Deep in Juneau. You can re-listen to this newscast and find our other stories online at kdll.org. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Have a great night.